Oh, that's right, Fred. It is so good to see you. Welcome to Mark and Friends. Go ahead, kick your shoes off, and let's pull up a chair here at this table of fellowship. It is, of course, Thursday this... what day is it today? It's August. Yeah, August already is the 6th, 2020. My name is Joey Kroll. Yes, this is Mark and Friends, but I'm the Friends part, just gathering around the table and just spending time together. And it's my joy and pleasure to do that each and every Thursday here on this radio ministry. It's a joy to do that. It really is. I pray that you're having just a great week. I'll tell you what, great weather this week. It's been just gorgeous. My wife and I, we've been going out for walks after dinner each night, except last night. We had church last night, but just gorgeous weather, just absolutely pretty, picture perfect. So loving the weather and loving my walks with my wife as well. I love it. Hey, if you can, remember to pray for our nation. You know, it's always good to be reminded of that, because we know we should, and we know it needs to be on the top of our list, but we need to be reminded of it. We live in interesting days, dear friend. A lot of stuff going on, and it certainly is an election year as well, so I just say all that. Be praying for our nation. Be praying for our leaders. Be praying for God's hand upon the leaders in our communities and in our state and our country as well. So just be reminded to pray for this nation, that the hearts will be softened and there will be a great revival in the land. Wouldn't it be great to see a revival? People following Jesus. Our loved ones, people that we just love so dearly, that we work with and go to school with and that we have in our inner circle and in our families, following Jesus. So just pray for our nation and pray for hearts to be turned back to Almighty God. Let's not forget to do that. Well, friend, for the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends today, you are going to be in for a treat. We're going to be talking about trusting God. We're going to look at some great scriptures. We got some great devotional thoughts and some great music about trusting in the Lord. I think you'll be blessed today. For Mark and Friends, coming up right after this from Selah. That's music from Selah, and you are my hiding place. I hope you're having yourself a wonderful Friday. It's Joey Kroll, and today we're talking about trust. Today, trusting in the Lord. And in football, there's several different positions, but there's a fullback. And the job of a fullback is to run interference for the halfback. The halfback gets the ball while the fullback goes out in front of him because there is an enemy trying to get in there and tackle the halfback. The fullback's mission is to get rid of the enemy so that the halfback can get through the line. Friend, Jesus' full-time job as Lord and Savior is to run interference for you as his kingdom follower. And your enemy is seeking to defeat you. He is seeking to overwhelm you, but we need to keep in mind that we have a blocker out in front of us, and that's Jesus. All we need to do is just trust him and know that he has our back.
Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove to more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust him, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that he is with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove to more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove to more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, for trust him more.
Casting crowns, and 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. You know, just this past Wednesday night at Bible study, we were talking about a variety of different things, but I asked the question, what are some things that would cause us as Christians to go backwards? To go back to the old ways, the old crowd, the old way of doing things, going backwards in our relationship with Christ. And some great answers, you know, media and friends and things that will sway us to the side and so forth. And somebody said, really good answer, they said, I can see where it would be difficult for somebody to continue their relationship with Christ if they lost a child. Isn't that the truth? And of course, our trust and all of that is in Christ. But that's a road that I don't even want to think about going down, honestly. A pastor said one time, we rarely get an answer to the question, why? Instead of seeking definitive answers from God, it's more productive to ask for humility and just trust in His goodness.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of His love until
music from Big Daddy Weave today, right here on Mark and Friends. My name is Joey Kroll, talking about trust today. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Many of us probably have a little magnet on a refrigerator or decorated pillow with this verse. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And do not lean on your own understanding. It is so easy. Can I get an amen? It is so easy to trust your own wisdom, your own knowledge, your own experience. But the Bible says trust in the Lord with all of your heart. John Blanchard said, walking by faith means being prepared to trust where we are not permitted to see.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning, my morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
You know, we can trust God because He is trustworthy. Amen.
Amen.
It is so good to see you today. My name is Joey Kroll, and you can email me anytime, joey@greatnewsradio.org. That's J-O-E-Y @greatnewsradio.org. Always enjoy hearing from you. I really, really do. Hey, if you can, remember this radio ministry in your prayers, but also in your generous giving. You know, it is August. It is summertime. Summertime tends to be a little bit slower at ministries in terms of giving. Would you prayerfully consider being a gap filler? Yeah, would you help fill in the gaps here these summer months? Yeah, you can make your gift online today at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, or you can send a gift in the mail. That works as well. Our mailing address is Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Well, Fred, I'm going to hang up these headphones of mine, and I'm going to enjoy the rest of my Thursday. It's going to be a great day today, and I pray it's the same for you. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.